Welcome to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and today we have an amazing show on today. I have an exclusive interview with Charles Scott, which is better known as Big C the Encourager of Urban Gospel Sounds. Big C the Encourager is an actor, voiceover talent, on-air personality, and much, much more. Get ready to experience an inspirational moment with Big C the Encourager. On the show, Charles Scott, Big C the Encourager, will encourage you and motivate you and inspire you.
The Word of God is more important than it's ever been. So I would make the Word of God my meal every day. I would eat that Word just like I would eat your favorite meal, your favorite physical food.
Get ready for inspirational moments with Big C the Encourager.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we are joined with Big C the Encourager. Hey, Big C. I know we have been on the show talking about integrity, and I want you to just share with the listeners just a little bit about what your thoughts are regarding that.
It's just a matter of using these phones that we have and scheduling yourself properly, not double booking yourself. That's very important because a lot of times we get excited about an opportunity and we'll say yes before we handle the business aspects of what we're trying to do. Because to me, one of the main things, Tanisha, to me, one of the most important things in my life is having integrity.
Yes.
That's very important. I'm a stickler about if you give your word, you stand behind it because you are your word.
Yes.
And if your word is no good, you know, kind of what does that say about you?
Right.
So it's highly important that you do what you say. And when you do what you say, when you uphold integrity, integrity is part of God's character. I mean, look what he did. Look what he did. Look what he does. Everything that he's done in our lives, he kept his word. If he said he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you. He's going to do what he said. It may not be in the scope of the timing you think it should have been, but he's going to do what he says.
Right.
It's important. Yes, integrity is important. And then again, as I said, learning to use the calendar in your phone, learning to use that, schedule things out, you know, keep things separate, keep things in order.
Right. I'm glad you share that because it is a lot of challenges to do when you have all these different things. So, yes, I think that I'm going to apply that for myself in this season because I have so many different titles and roles in my life where I'm pulled all over the place. And so that's what I'm going to make sure I use for myself as well. I wanted to ask you, I know you say you've been to the Stellars and a lot of other things like that. I know some of the listeners, they may have not been there. So give your experience of, you know, going to an event like that and just being able to be among other people in the entertainment industry.
Well, you know, it's an exciting thing to go to the Stellars. You have to remember this, and this is, Lord forgive me, I'm sure that I'm trying to puff myself up at all. But you have to remember, you're just as important as the people you're talking to, because all this works hand in hand. You know, you want to meet them, you want to play their music, but without you, their music is not played from that aspect. So you have to see yourself as just important. You can't go starstruck. I mean, you know, it's a blessing to be in the backstage with all the different people, but you have to remember who you are. And, you know, it's an opportunity to network with people. It's an opportunity to get to know more up close and personal some of the people that you see on television. And it's overall, it's a good time. It's fun. And then it's good from the ministry aspect when you get to hear some of your favorite singers sing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's always very encouraging.
Right.
But to me, like I said, for me, it's just been a blessing to have the chance to go. And there's been some opportunities where I've seen you at a lot of these things too, Tanisha. I've seen you at the forefront of a whole lot. I mean, further than me. So we thank God for that.
Well, I'm just glad that God has given us the opportunity to do the things we do, because a lot of people, they want to meet, like you said, the celebrities and want to do those things. But I've learned with our job, it's to use those people their music, their platform, or whatever they're doing, so we can help reach their audience by bringing on what God has given us, our gift. So, you know, the Stellars, I do believe me and you will one day be able to receive one of those, just because we've been in this game for a minute. And so that I'm speaking it over the airways, so that'll come. But if not, I'll wait till we get to heaven and God says, well done, my good and faithful servant. That'll be even better. Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you with Big C the Encourager. And he'll give us a little insight of what it's like to be a member of the Potter's House under Bishop T.D. Jakes. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha. Hey, it's your girl Tanisha J, and I am so glad that you tune in to me each and every week. And I also would like you to make sure you're checking out my social media and following me and liking all my videos and just supporting me. You can check out all of my social media at I Am Tanisha J, and that's J-A-Y. So I Am Tanisha J at Facebook, at Twitter, at Instagram, at TikTok, at all over social media. Also check out the website at www.tanishajay.com. Make sure you support me. I'm trying to inspire you, uplift you, and most of all, give you inspirational moments each and every week. Blessings.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
I wanted to also ask, I do know you go to the Potter's House, and so T.D. Jakes is an amazing, amazing pastor. And so being there, I guess, what would you say he's implemented in your life?
Oh my goodness. Now you're going to make me talk about 3 hours. What has Bishop Jakes implemented in my life? I watch him in every week, and it's so amazing. Many times when he's up ministering, knowing I've sat under his ministry for many years, a lot of times he'll say something, and I'll look at my wife. I said, have you heard that before? Mm-hmm. And she can comply and say, yeah, I hear you say that all the time. So it's like the way I picture it, it's like when Bishop is getting this word from God and getting the information downloaded to him, the Lord has loved and blessed me so well. In a lot of occasions, it's like I'm sitting in the meeting when the Lord rolls these things out to him. Mm-hmm. He allows me to hear some of those things. So sitting under that particular ministry, I've grown. It has allowed me to grow in my acting career because I'm on the drama team at the church. It's allowed me to grow in my interaction with people because there's a lot of people there. And you get a chance to meet various people that come in and out or that remain in the ministry. It allows you the chance to grow under the word of God. So when you're out away from the building environment, mm-hmm. you can still encourage people what you've learned. And then also very important is allowing that to shine through you so people can see the God in you, not just on Sunday from 11 to 1, but every day of your life. You know, Bishop's word becomes a lifestyle. I would say being able to have the honor and the privilege to sit under that ministry. But I am grateful to God that coming out from that, he allowed me to go through some other various things before I actually made a foundation at Potter's House. But through all of that, where I am now, where I'm planted now, was me to help other people as I go through this thing called life.
Yes, well, I've only had a privilege of going there a couple of times, and I do try to watch him on TV because right now the job I have is on Sunday, and so I'm having to do TV church, and so he's really, really, really impacted my life with just, it's the way he brings real life situations with the word, and so that's one of the things that I love about his ministry. I wanted to ask, go ahead and share some of the people you've interviewed and had the opportunity of meeting and just encouraging them with Urban Gospel Sounds.
Okay, I sure will. Well, you just mentioned Bishop Jakes. I've had a chance to interview him a couple, three times. I've interviewed Roland Martin, Ray Lewis that played for the Baltimore Ravens, Jessica Reed, Kirk Franklin. Just down the line with artists, Dietrich Haddon, You even remember when we had a chance to be in that room with the Preachers of L.A., you know, mm-hmm. when that show was on. We had a chance to interview people like that. Brian, I mean, it just goes on and on over the years. I think I've done probably about 500 or 600 interviews. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just thank God again for opening that door, for opening up that way for us. I mean, I could continue to mention and drop names, but the most important thing to me is when I do sit down and interview people, I try to find a way to where by the time we're finished with the interview, if they allow me to, if I sense it in the Holy Spirit, to pray with them. Mm-hmm. I've had many people call here and I've done interviews with them. I prayed with them and they needed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I let them know, hey, keep this number because if you need to just vent, some people that's in the industry or just regular life, sometimes they just need to vent and they need somebody mm-hmm. neutral. So they're assured that it won't get back to anybody that they know.
Right.
But I always let them know they can call me Vegas because anything you share with me stays in Vegas.
Right.
And that's how I
Well, I'm glad you said that because it is a lot of people in the industry as well as just in general that need to know that if I speak with this person in confidence that they are willing to, it's just me, him, and God. So I'm glad, that's great that you did that for them. At this time, I'd give you the opportunity to give an inspirational moment. And so when you give an inspirational moment, that's just an inspirational moment in your life where it's just that one moment, it's a highlight. So if you could share your inspirational moment with the listeners, we'd like to hear that.
An inspirational moment. Well, this is what I would share in regard to just an inspiring moment. In a time such as this, the Word of God is more important than it's ever been. So I would make the Word of God my meal every day. I would eat that Word just like I would eat your favorite meal, your favorite physical food. Because in a time such as this, the Word is what's going to keep us with all the challenges. We've seen a lot of things over the last couple of years, but I'm just going to be honest with you right here on this interview. There's a lot more that's going to happen. There's a lot more going to roll out. So you're going to know, you're going to need to know that you're in a position that you'll always be able to get a prayer through. That's why it's imperative to know the Word of God. So you'll be able to get a prayer through for not just yourself, but for others, because we all have a purpose. We all have a ministry. So be inspired by the fact that when you wake up every day, there's purpose and destiny yet over your life. You may not ever hit a big stage, but the key is being obedient to God. Your big stage could save somebody's life. And that could be at Walmart. That can be at your job. That could even be in your home. So be inspired by the fact that you have worth and value. I don't care what you've been through. You are not what you've been through. You are not what they say you are, but you belong to God. You stand on the Word. You do the will of God, and you watch Him work through you as never before. You are important to God. You are of worth.
Amen. That is awesome. Well, you guys just heard your inspirational moments with Big C the Encourager. At this time, if you would go ahead and do your heys, your what's ups, your shout outs to all your friends, family, and followers, you can do that now.
Oh, boy. Let me go get my list. Now, my shout out is always going to be to my wife. My wife is my prayer partner. My wife is my blessing. I'm blessed. I mean, as a black man, I'm blessed, man. I have a wife that prays with me. I have a wife that prays with others when they call here. You know, I'm blessed. I'm made whole. I want to shout out to just all those that, a lot of them know who they are. I mean, I get to calling names and leave somebody out, and I don't want to do that, but I got to call out my wife because she's very important to me. And, you know, I'm just a lover of people. I think if you're going to be a minister or be in ministry, if you don't love people, then you're in the wrong business anyway. But I'm just shouting out to all those who listen to the show. Shout out to those who've been a support to us over the years. And I shout out to you to don't quit. See, a lot of times, with me, it's always going to be a word of encouragement to come out of me, Tanisha, because that's who I am. I can't say a lot about Big C, but I always like to build up other people. And to them, thank you for being a blessing to me, and to God be the glory for the things he's done.
All right, well, you guys just heard your inspirational moments with Big C, the Encourager.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. Make sure you check out the website at www.TanishaJHay.com. If you would like to email me, you can email me at inspirationaltanisha@gmail.com.